Bedtime Stories is recorded and produced in the Coastside Buzz Studios by Michelle Dragony.
When Dinosaurs Came with Everything, written by Elise Broach, illustrated by David Small, published by Athenium Books for Young Readers in 2007. Friday is errand day, and my mom goes on boring errands, and I have to go with her. And this Friday seemed like every other Friday until we got to the bakery. A sign above the donuts read, "Buy a dozen, get a dinosaur." I couldn't believe my eyes, neither could my mom. "They must mean a toy," she said. But when I took the box of donuts, the lady behind the counter said,
"Hold on, little guy, don't forget your dinosaur."
And there he was. "Mom," I yelled, "it was a Triceratops." "What?" cried my mom. She did not look happy. "How are we supposed to get that home?" The bakery lady smiled. "Oh, don't worry. He'll follow you. They always do." And he did, all the way to the doctor's office where I had to go for my checkup. My mom shook her head. "What are we going to do with him now?" She looked him up and down. That took a while. "Well, we can't bring him inside," she said finally. "He'll have to stay in the parking lot." I told him not to talk to strangers. After my checkup, I asked for a sticker like usual. "Oh, no stickers today," said the nurse. "Just dinosaurs. With a shot, you get two." "Oh, I want a shot," I said. The nurse smiled. "Not today, buddy, but you can pick up your dinosaur at the front desk." "Mom," I yelled. There at the front desk was a Stegosaurus. "What on earth is going on?" my mom cried. "It's a special day," the nurse explained. "Today, dinosaurs come with everything." "Yes," I said.
"No,"
my mom groaned. We walked down the street, and my Triceratops and my Stegosaurus walked right behind us. Thud, thud, thud. They made friends right away. Across the street, other kids had dinosaurs, too. I saw an ankylosaur, a duckbill, and a velociraptor. We all waved at each other. Our mothers glared and kept on walking. "I think we better go home right now," my mom said. "But what about my haircut? The barber's waiting for me." My mom looked at the dinosaurs. Then she looked at my bangs. "The barber always gives you a balloon, doesn't he? A nice balloon." "Uh-huh," I said. I didn't want a balloon. I wanted a barosaur. At the barber shop, I gave my Triceratops and my Stegosaurus donuts for a snack. They waited outside and watched through the glass. The barber pumped the chair up high. He cut my hair too short, but I didn't mind because he patted me on the head and said, "Wait right here, sport." He was gone for a long time. My mom tapped her foot. "I don't like this," she said. "Where exactly do they keep the balloons?" Just then, the barber came back with something flying over his head. It wasn't a balloon. "Mom!" I yelled. "It was a petrosaur." "This is too much," my mom protested. "Now listen," she said to the barber. "I think a balloon will do just fine today. Don't you have any balloons?"
"Sorry, lady. No balloons. You get one of these instead."
It was like that everywhere we went. At the shoe store, the sign read, "Buy two pair, get dinosaur free." My mom decided my shoes would last a little while longer. At the theater, we could hear the popcorn man shouting,
"Butter, no butter. You want a dinosaur with that?"
My mom said we'd go to the movies another day. At the diner, I wanted to stop for a hamburger, but then a girl walked out with a Tyrannosaurus Rex. "Okay, that's it. We are definitely not having lunch there." She looked at my Triceratops, my Stegosaurus, and my Petrosaur. "What are we supposed to do with all of these dinosaurs? We don't have room for them. We can't take care of them." I hugged her leg. "Don't worry, Mom. They can live in the backyard." My mom shook her head. Sweetheart, they are not toys. Dinosaurs are a lot of work. But Mom, look, they eat anything and they sleep outside. I'll do everything, I promise. Please, Mom, please. My mom sighed. Well, I suppose we can't just leave them here. Thank heavens we didn't stop at that diner. We hurried home, and my dinosaurs hurried after us. Thud, 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 flap, flap, flap. When we were almost there, we saw a little duck-billed dinosaur standing alone on the street corner. He looked lost. Mom, that's a baby hadrosaur. He's all by himself. Sweetie, we already have our hands full. The hadrosaur followed us. It wasn't my fault. Really? When we got home, my mom needed to lie down, so I made lunch for the dinosaurs. Then I showed them where to go to the bathroom. I told them to stay out of the neighbor's yard because of his mean dog. And I showed them my slide, my tire swing, and all the toys in the garage. They seemed to be having fun, but they really went wild when I took out my Frisbee. The hadrosaur had the first throw. The Frisbee landed on the roof. I saw my mom watching from the window. Is everything all right out there? Everything's fine, Mom. We can get it down. And my petrosaur flew up and plucked the Frisbee out of the gutter. My mom kept watching. She looked at him for a long time. The next thing I knew, she had him cleaning the gutters. And then she came out to the backyard with a pile of wet clothes. These spikes come in handy, don't they? As she hung the clothes on the spikes. Pretty soon, my mom had thought of chores for all of my dinosaurs. But I knew they didn't mind. It just meant they were part of the family. When we were finished helping, my mom said I could invite some friends over. It was a bring-your-own-dinosaur party. And guess what happened next? I heard my mom on the phone to the bakery. She said, "Do you have any donuts left?" And that's when I knew everything would be just fine. Elise Broach lives with her family in rural Connecticut, where she writes books for children and teens, including Shakespeare's Secret and Wet Dog, and serves in town government. As a child, she made many journeys to the Dinosaur Hall of the American Museum of Natural History in New York City, and she returns often with her own children and her husband, who is a biologist there. When the next dinosaur day rolls around, she's hoping for a Diplodocus with her sandwich order at the deli. Visit Elise at www.elisebroach.com. That's B-R-O-A-C-H. David Small was awarded a Caldecott Medal for "So You Want to Be President?" by Judith St. George, and a Caldecott Honor for The Gardener by Sarah Stewart. He has illustrated many other books for children, including Once Upon a Banana by Jennifer Armstrong, The Christmas Crocodile by Bonnie Becker, The Library by Sarah Stewart, and his own Imogen's Antlers. He lives with his wife in Mendon, Michigan. He'd like to get an Apatosaurus with his next coffee purchase. Visit David at davidsmallbooks.com. When Dinosaurs Came with Everything was read by Michelle Dragony.